Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time to check in with our guy Barstool Nate, who I'm worried is injured. Nate Dogg, what's up, buddy? Nate, you there, man?
I'm here.
Can you not chew gum and walk at the same time?
I'm sorry.
Oh, now he's an alien.
Now we got the demon voice.
All right,
voice.
I can hear you guys now.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
All right, you got to just push through.
We hear your feet is messed up.
Yeah, what happened, brother?
So you can't walk and chew gum at the same time?
No, it's even worse than that. I just can't get out of a car like a human being without shattering my foot into a million pieces.
So you and Jeff are the same people.
What happened, dude?
So on nice to talk to you guys too. Jeez.
We're trying to be supportive here.
God, not even like a welcome to the show. Just dumb are you?
You're a regular, dog. We don't have to welcome you no more. You're here every week.
All right. So on Friday night, I hopped out of an Uber XL, SUV, a Suburban. And you know how it has that little step down? I just planted my foot wrong getting out of a car, and I blew up my entire right foot. As of right, I'm getting an MRI in a couple hours, but the initial x-ray showed 5 broken bones in my foot, and I should be on the mend for 9 to 12 months.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You say that you just hopped out of an Uber. Now, I have a few questions. No alcohol involved?
I mean, come on, I'm not a child. I was drunk, but
okay. So you didn't just hop out. You didn't hop out. It's a reason why your foot is broken now.
So here's the thing, B. Mitch. I understand what you're saying. I have hopped out of cars at 100% success rate my entire life. Maybe when I was like 3 or 4, maybe I stumbled a little bit getting used to it. But as an adult, under any circumstance, I have 100% of the time successfully gotten out of a car. This was just a freak accident where it makes no sense. It could happen to anybody at any given time. I hope everybody listening now has the scaries for life getting out of a car, because all I did was get out of a car the same way I would do any other time, and my entire foot exploded like a grenade went off inside of it.
You know what would make you be like you're 3 years old? And like, remember you say you stumbled when you were like 3?
Mm-hmm.
When you're inebriated. That'll make you seem like you're 3 years old again.
Look. We're all not professional athletes who get to live this cushy radio job, flying private, living in our mansions. Some of us have to cope, and some of us use alcohol, okay? So let's not alcohol.
Well, hold on now. I think I'm in that crew of coping.
Let's let the poor kid mend his foot and just talk to us here. Our guy Barstool Nate.
I say it's the same injury that Chet Holmgren just missed the season with. Same injury a bunch of athletes get. So basically, I'm a professional athlete, is what I'm trying to say.
That's what I've always thought, Nate. I always thought you were right on the cusp. Dude, so I am out in Minnesota at owners' meetings. I'm curious, before we get to the commander stuff, some of the rule changes that have gone in and been implemented, what do you think of the Thursday night football flex scheduling?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think we all agree Thursday night football is sort of a joke, and it's sort of – every player hates it. It's classic Adele preaching player safety is our number one concern. Now let's be able to flex Thursday night football. It's obviously just more money grabbing by the NFL. It is what it is. It's probably not as big of a deal because of the buffer time that they threw in. So it's not like they can decide on Sunday, now you're playing on Thursday. But I think it's not going to impact the schedule greatly. I think it'll only be like, you know, a couple Thursdays here and there, given, like, let's say, I don't know, Aaron, like, they have a Jets game flex already on a Thursday, and Aaron Rodgers steps out of a car wrong and he blows up his leg. They'll probably flex that Jets game out of, you know, a December Thursday night, something like that, without looking at the schedule. I don't think it'll be a huge deal, but it's just Goodell being Goodell. He cares about the bottom line, not player safety.
But both of you, do you think it'll make that big of a difference? Because I'm sure the Thursday night audience is way smaller than a Saturday or Sunday audience. So if they flex a game on a Thursday night, will it make it that much bigger?
No, I agree. People who watch Thursday night football are sick human beings, regardless of who's playing. I'm watching, you know, Titans, Rams, or whatever, every Thursday for the rest of eternity. I'm watching Jacksonville on Thursday. I'm watching any team on Thursday because I love watching Thursday night football. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I agree with you. You there?
I thought JP was still there. But no. But I'm just saying, but like even in that situation, Nate, it doesn't really help the NFL to do what they want because you're not going to say, I'm flexing, and I got the Jets playing against Green Bay Thursday night. You think you're going to put an extra million people to watch that game? I doubt it.
Well, maybe that's Jets-Green Bay. Like, yeah, I think you're getting a couple extra people. But the general Thursday night games, you know, they always just put the worst teams in the worst games. That's why I use Jacksonville as a bad example now because they're good now. But that was always the joke that Jacksonville, you know, wearing their ugly.
Like Jacksonville and the Titans.
Right. Like that was always the joke Thursday night game. And we were all watching it regardless. So, no, I don't think it, again, like it's not the biggest of deals. But
to me, this is more about long-term the league making Amazon happy. And it's not specific to this Thursday night deal, but what else could the league and Amazon have in store down the road? You know what I mean? And getting the partnership going.
I think it's easy to poo-poo it and look at the negative of it. Maybe it'll work actually well. Maybe this is their way of trying to say, we're trying to get the best games. So if you're someone who's angry about having to buy a streaming service to watch the NFL, we're doing our best to get the best games in front of your eyes to make the money worth it. I think that's the NFL spin zone is this is actually a good thing for the consumer, which actually I agree with.
We'll see about that.
Cool.
What about did you see that the NFL draft is going to Green Bay and already all of the hotels within a 100-mile radius are sold out?
I got to say, JP, Minnesota JP does not bring a lot of energy. We need you to get some Red Bull and coffee in you. You're dragging a bit over there.
How about – all right, fine. My guy Chef Cook said, tell Nate to drink some milk. What the hell? It's not like he jumped out of a two-story Uber. So if you want me to make fun of you, I can.
No, I've gotten a lot of crap for it. It is a one-in-a-million – just like bad luck injury. It does not make sense. I asked the doctor 10 different ways. I was like, any like pre-existing condition I had that I didn't know about, was I more susceptible to this injury? No, it's just you plant your foot wrong and then all your bones shatter. It's just, it happens to NFL athletes who drink a lot of milk. It happens to bloggers who don't drink, you know, as much milk. It just is. But just remember, this could be you. Like at any any given time, you could be walking down the street. I have had gotten so many DMs from people like, yeah, I was pushing the shopping cart at the supermarket, turned down the aisle, like twisted my ankle into 1,000 pieces, have 9 rods in my ankle now. It's just like, it's just one of those things that can happen when you least expect it. And I don't know who that guy is that just tweeted you. I just want him to know he could be next.
Yeah, especially if he's a little tipsy.
Yeah, if he's drunk and has
like you were.
Osteoporosis. All right, so what do you make then? Talking with our friend Barstool Nate, you can follow him at Barstool Nate on Instagram and Twitter. What do you make of Jim Irsay and Jerry Jones, as usual, are kind of the only two people we've heard from. Roger Goodell will talk sometime later today. Jerry's like, man, these guys are totally qualified, and we're going to get this done. Irsay is a little more muted, says he expects it to get done, but, you know, not sure when or how. What do you make of any of it? Like, how do you feel about the continuation of this story over time?
Yeah, as I've said on this radio show a few times now, when we're talking about a $6 billion deal, I don't think it was fair for us to think tomorrow the contracts will be signed, the money will be sent, and all be done. It's a long process. We're dealing with a lot of lawyers, and we're dealing with the Snyders, who are not the, you know, most perfect peaches to work with. They're going to make life as living hell for the Harris Group as humanly possible, as we know. So Irsay can do what he wants. Jerry Jones is going to Jerry Jones in and make it about himself. I think it's a lot of noise for no reason. The Snyders and their yachts and their private planes are over in France right now. They are not the owners of this team. I think Jason Wright might be the owner of the team right now. He seems to be the only guy actually doing anything in the front office. It's quite strange because I think stage two is when Harris comes in and he looks around and he chooses who stays and who goes. So a lot of these front office people are working, you know, kind of in limbo right now, and they can't feel fully safe at all in this state of flux. But I'm not really concerned about timetables anymore. The table is set. Like, the Snyders are gone. We have our new owners. Will it take more time, obviously, than we've wanted? Yes. It's been a long, dragged out, pretty annoying process as fans because we're so ready for this, you know, new iteration of ownership to come in and just put a winning team back on the field and get the stadiums going. Like, we're just so ready for this all to happen. By the way, that new stadium site that we've been tweeting about looks incredible. And if you're one of the people who says traffic, just stop complaining about traffic. There's going to be traffic in Washington, D.C. no matter what, no matter where the new stadium is. That new site is beautiful and it's perfect. And if you just want to complain about traffic, go live in Wyoming, because Washington, D.C. is going to have traffic, and we need a new stadium, and that site is perfect. But, yeah, that's my answer.
I think that's pretty – dude, honestly, I think that's pretty well said. Like, the I understand why we have to report every second and every detail of this story, just because it is Snyder and it's a massive deal. Mm-hmm. But it at this point, man – you have real people with real money. I think there's a vetting process that takes time, and I think the NFL, you know, the NFL doesn't dance for anybody, so they're not going to speed their thing up. But I believe Jerry Jones, I believe Roger Goodell, I believe in the billionaires that are assembled here to get this thing done. Are you talking about the RFK site? What are you talking about with the traffic stuff?
You quote tweeted it, I believe, last night about from Michael Phillips, I believe, the site across from the Nat Stadium.
Yeah. So I think RFK is the one seed. If I had to put it, it'd be like RFK is a, you know, the 4-1 favorite.
Yeah.
And I think that Poplar Point, the site across from Nat's Park, is probably a 12-1, 15-1 favorite. I think the most money and the easiest path to a new stadium remains Landover. And I do think we need, like, some honest conversation about that. How disappointed would you be if it ended up staying there?
Landover would be terrible. And then, like, that Dumfries area would be terrible. I think not just the team. I think the country of America to have a state-of-the-art stadium in Washington, D.C., where, you know, I've said it before, the World Cup is going to be in America, and there is not a stop. There's not a stadium in Washington, D.C. that is going to host a World Cup game. It's so, but the Olympics doesn't even look at Washington, D.C. as a site because there's just no stadium there. If we can get a state-of-the-art stadium, either at RFK or this new site, it would just change everything about the city. Putting it out in Landover again or just out in the sticks, it does nothing for me.
I totally agree. I mean, if you look at London, look at Paris, look at Tokyo, like they have these incredible stadiums, and I think that should be the goal here.
I think they got to push more than just the team. Yes, pushes it, but talk about what else you can attract.
Oh, it's such a no-brainer to me that it should. If I'm Josh Harris, like I kind of am going, you know, meeting with all the lobbyists. I'm shaking hands, kissing babies. I'm doing everything I can to either get that RFK site or this new site that we're all talking about. I just think the new site is very pretty, and it has two metro stops right there and it's right off 295. I think it's a very perfect location. It's a little outside of a little outside, but you develop that area. I think it's just fantastic. But yeah, looking at, you know, just building it right next door to FedEx, no, thank you. And then what do? You keep the headquarters out in Ashburn. That 2-hour drive in traffic to get there, none of that makes sense to me. Let's localize it. Let's make it Washington, D.C. Let's really do this correctly.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to have to. I do believe they'll keep the security, the practice facility. I think that's going to stay in Virginia. There is a little caveat in their deal with FanDuel that they get money from FanDuel every year as long as they're in Virginia.
I'm right here in D.C., and my read always say you have to be in Virginia.
Right. And it's wild to me. So, Nate Dogg, I don't know if you saw the post, the video I posted, but where these NFL owners' meetings are going down is at some swanky hotel where the owners get to stay, and I get to stay at a Courtyard Marriott like 10 minutes away. but it's right next to the Vikings practice facility, and it's one of the most impressive structures I've seen. I got invited to go tour it, but unfortunately I'm on the radio during that time, so I'm not gonna be able to physically see it. But I'm looking at it across from this like lake, and they have an outdoor stadium where they hold probably like high school games and you know, maybe some preseason stuff or training camp stuff. But they have a massive indoor facility, which you need to have, understandably, in Minnesota because the weather's probably awful by Halloween. But man, unfortunately, I don't think there's enough land downtown to do both practice facility and stadium. That's why I think another reason I think the practice facility stays out in VA. But it makes me really excited. I mean this sincerely. Just as, you know, my fandom has probably changed over the years of working so close to it, but as just a Washingtonian, as somebody that talks about this team nonstop and grew up and loving this team, for the first time in a long time, I'm legit excited about the possibility of the future and in all capacities. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been – take out 2012 when we had hope and dreams and all of that.
Yeah, rocket ship of RG3.
It's just been a dreadful, dreadful, dreadful last 2 decades. And I agree with you. We have this glimmer of hope. It's not going to be overnight. It's not going to, you know, we're not going to, once Josh Harris is the owner, it's not exactly a snap of the fingers. Everything's changed now. We're still going to have this dump of a stadium. We're still going to have, you know, there's all these other little pieces. It's going to be a complete restructuring probably of the front office. And, you know, we'll have coaches come in and out. And, you know, it'll take time. It'll be he invented trust the process, and we're going to have to do it down here in Washington, hopefully with a little better result than the Sixers. And then again, like, the Sixers are perennial contenders, and the Devils, right, he has now rebuilt into a team that's going to be scary for the next, you know, 10 or so years, the way they've rebuilt that team. And I'm really looking forward to him, you know, putting the right people in charge for this football team and not being, you know, I'll say it again, people who want to say, well, there's a lot of owners in the mix and who's actually in charge. Well, it's not Dan Snyder. So we know that it's going to be better than the previous era. And if you look at what he has done in Philly and it's done in New Jersey and the arena he's trying to build in Philly, like I have full hope and I have no reason not to be optimistic. I'm right there with you, JP. It is an optimistic time to be a fan of this football team.
100%. Hell yeah, buddy. Take care of that foot.
Yeah, man.
I have an MRI in 2 hours to tell me how much more I damaged it.
Looking forward
to that.
Good luck, man.
You have to get one of those little carts.
I'll probably end up.
We're gonna need some video of you in the little cart.
Yeah, landfill say he needs content. Send us some video.
Yeah. My life is basically over for the next year. It's going to be miserable. I'm very much not looking forward to anything. You know, can't go to Vegas, can't go to the beach, can't do anything. So
I feel bad for you for your Vegas trip. I'm sorry about that, bud.
Yeah, it was probably the thing I've looked forward to most in my entire life, and now I can't go. So it's pretty brutal, but I'm trying to stay optimistic. I'll just keep you guys updated, and everybody be careful out there. Don't drink and step out of cars.
Goodbye, man.
Sounds
talk to
like
you later.
A PSA right there.
That's our guy, Barstool Nate. When we come back, we haven't opened the phone lines up in forever. I have a question for Brian Mitchell.
Do you?
Ready?
All right.
Should I pay $30 to get out of a middle seat? Answer when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
All right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.